They went together like a hand and a glove. On a clear day from their front yard, if you look and know what to look for, off to the east you can still read his words of love. In John Deere green, on a hot summer night, he wrote Billy Bob loves Charlene. Letters 3 foot high, and the whole town said that he shouldn't use red, but it looked good to Charlene.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Graduations and protests on college campuses nationwide.
The University of Texas at Austin, police clashing with pro-Palestinian protesters. Dozens arrested as officers used horses to disperse students. At the University of Southern California, tense moments as police confronted protesters after tearing down tents. Officers in riot gear marching onto campus, surrounding and arresting protesters who refused to leave.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The Supreme Court hearing oral arguments today over whether Donald Trump enjoys absolute immunity from prosecution for his official acts in office. Trump won't be there. He'll be at the defendant's table in his criminal hush money case in New York City. Right now, the former president is making a surprise visit to a construction site in Midtown Manhattan before that trial begins. A grand jury in Arizona, meantime, indicting former close allies of Donald Trump, including Rudy Giuliani, for allegedly conspiring to use fake electors to overturn the election. This is ABC News. Progress today in the port of Baltimore after it was shut down last month by the collapse of the Key Bridge. A 35-foot deep channel will be opening up, allowing more commercial ships in and out.
Reopening this channel is about, you know, getting $100 billion worth of economic activity for the country turned back on again.
Army Secretary Christine Warmoth, 7 cargo ships have been stuck in the harbor since that ship hit the bridge, taking it down. This channel will allow 5 of them to get out. The Senate taking aim at prices for some popular drugs. Senator Bernie Sanders announcing he will launch an investigation into what he says are outrageously high prices of weight loss drugs Ozempic and Wegovy. Sanders writing in a statement, if prices for these products are not substantially reduced, they have the potential to bankrupt Medicare and Medicaid. Tonight, NFL fans are rejoicing at the 2024 draft as it kicks off in Detroit. The Chicago Bears will have the first pick. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. not working.
Rub it.
Come on. Gosh.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Mike Gallagher's career in Congress is officially over. In a letter to Governor Tony Evers, the Green Bay area Republican said he was resigning effective 4 p.m. Wednesday. There won't be a special election to fill the remainder of Gallagher's term since his departure occurred after the second Tuesday in April. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pecan says Israel's actions in Gaza are hurting President Joe Biden's reelection campaign in Wisconsin. Pocan says prohibiting offensive weapons from the U.S. in any Israeli strike on Rafah and ensuring the delivery of humanitarian aid are essential. Pocan voted against the latest military aid package for Israel. And Wisconsin utilities want help naming this year's peregrine falcon chicks. 11 eggs are ready to hatch at nests at Wisconsin Public Service and We Energy's power plants. This year, the baby birds will be named after Olympic heroes. You can vote for your favorite names online from a link at we-energies.com.
Let's face it, fire danger is like a roller coaster. It's up, it's down, and everything in between. Some days the wildfire danger is high. Some days it's low. So before you burn, check the fire danger level in your area. Local fire officials can help. Plan, monitor, and adapt to changing conditions to keep your burn safe. Because it's up to you to prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, up to 64 for a high today. The wind out of the southeast at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear this evening. Clouds with showers after midnight. Our low 45. Tomorrow, windy, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 58. We are rolling into barbecue season. Do yourself a favor. Try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches. It's wicked good. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat and he showed it once to me. He said, boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter, and this is what it said. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away. In the doorway of a church where me and grandpa stopped to pray. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
She hates to sleep alone, but she'll do it tonight. She wants to grab her telephone, but she knows it ain't right. So if he won't call, she'll survive. And if he don't care, she'll get by. Climb into bed, bury her head and cry. From the beginning he was all anyone could have been. They were delirious with love, they were certain to win. Now he's breaking plans more and more, and he's leaving notes on her door. Took a trip out of town, couldn't turn this one down. He said, I guess I should have told you before. She says she feels like she's addicted to a real bad thing. Always sitting, waiting, wondering if the phone will ring. She knows she bounces like a yo-yo when he her string, hurts to feel like such a fool. She wants to tell him not to call or come around again. He doesn't need her now at all the way that she needs him. She's on the edge, about to fall from leaning out and in, and she don't know which way to move. To be fair, she couldn't say he was ever unkind.
But if she could bear to walk away, she thinks he wouldn't mind, 'cause he just keeps himself so apart. And there's no one else in her heart, so she's taking a dive from an emotional high and coming down hard. She says she feels like she's addicted to a real bad thing, always sitting, waiting, wondering if the phone will ring. She knows she bounces like a yo-yo when he pulls her string. It hurts to feel like such a fool. She wants to tell him not to call her, come around again. He doesn't need it now at all the way that she needs him. She's on the edge, about to fall from leaning out and in, and she don't know which way to move. She says she feels like she's addicted to a real bad thing, always sitting, waiting, wondering if the phone will ring. She knows she bounces like a yo-yo when he pulls her string. It hurts to feel like such a fool, and she don't know which way to move. It hurts to feel like such a fool.
Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Foster and Lloyd, Crazy Over You here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. And coming up this hour, we'll have our ag weather forecast. Also, there's a big agriculture event happening in Washington, D.C. on the Mall in May. Michael Clements will have more on that event here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Compeer Financial has announced that they will support 72 farmers market organizations here in Wisconsin and Minnesota and also Illinois. They're going to be funding up to $1,000 for each of the 72 farmers markets for marketing, technology, and educational efforts. And some of the area farmers markets that are going to be receiving that money include the farmers markets in Baldwin, also the Eau Claire downtown farmers market, the Ellsworth farmers market, and the Galesville farmers market will also be receiving one of those $1,000 grants. And the grants are going to be offered again in 2025. Now, beginning this year, organizations will be eligible for a grant every other year. Now, if you are part of a area farmers market and didn't receive one of those grants, you can just go to compeer.com for more information on how you can apply for 2025. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
USDA's recent decision to keep low-fat flavored milk in schools, our topic today on Dairy Radio Now. And joining us, Michaela Hanselman, Director of Regulatory Affairs, leading the National Milk Producer Federation's regulatory-focused efforts on nutrition and public health, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans and milk in schools. Michaela, this has been going on for quite a few years now, talking about low-fat flavored milk in schools. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, so in very exciting news, USDA put out their final school nutrition standards rule, which has kind of brought the 12-year process we've been in to try to get 1% flavors back into school meals to a close. So the rule solidifies 1% flavored milk for all grades to be served in school meals.
The whole goal is to try to get kids to drink more milk. What is the overall preferred choice for kids these days in the school lunch program?
It's been shown that kids do tend to prefer to have the flavored milk options. And the dairy industry has done a really good job reducing the amount of added sugar in our flavored milk so that we also meet the product-specific cap that was included in this rule as well, which is 10 grams of added sugar per 8 ounces of milk, a flavored milk. So when they choose that flavored milk, they're still getting the nutritional benefits of milk with only a small amount of added sugars.
And maintaining proper levels of sodium, also a big issue in this as well, right?
Yep. So the sodium issue was one that I think we came to a happy medium on. So in the final rule, the sodium levels that they have put in place will be what was in the 2012 rule as their target two. So that was what they had set up as like the intermediate step, and that's now being the final step. So there would be sodium limits will fall by 15% for lunch and 10% for breakfast by this 2027-28 school year.
Representatives Joe Courtney of Connecticut and G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, a name that we're familiar with, really a proponent of this, huh?
Yep, and I know GT's a big supporter of getting whole milk back in schools, which we are definitely still going to keep working on that to try to push to get whole milk back in school meals and in the dietary guidelines for it to be recommended. But getting 1% flavored is a small step in the right direction.
Well, thank you for the time and update today. Michaela Hanselman, Director of Regulatory Affairs with the National Milk Producers Federation. Learn more at nmpf.org.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
More on the new nutrition standards for school meals that was recently announced by USDA. It stemmed from nearly 150,000 comments being reviewed and a lot of listening sessions. USDA Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
I think all of this is designed to ensure that students have quality meals and that we meet parents' expectations that their children receive healthy and nutritious meals at school.
Vilsack says schools will have plenty of time to meet the new standards.
It takes time to transition, to phase in a number of the aspects of this new rule. And so you'll see a series of phasing in over the course of the fall of 25 to the fall of 27.
Vilsack says a lot of schools have already implemented these standards, but many schools that haven't will be helped by USDA. And also the Buy American provision will be in the new school meal standards.
There's an expectation and belief that we do everything we can to make sure that we're helping American producers and the American food industry supply the important food for these school meals. The Buy American provision is something that the federal acquisition regulations has been part of it for some time as a result of congressional directives as well. Having said that, we'll work with school districts if there happens to be, for whatever reason, an inability because of a lack of supply. We'll obviously provide some flexibility, but I think the goal here is to make sure that we are doing everything we can to be supportive of our own producers and our own industry.
That's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Trisha Yearwood and Wrong Side of Memphis here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins, 35 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, May milk down 9 at 1769, June down 31 to 1760, July down 33 to 1798, August milk down 14 to 1838. So the news that FDA found remnants of the HPAI virus in pasteurized milk, even though the milk is still safe, does have markets on edge this morning. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets yesterday, barrels were steady at 177. 40-pound blocks down 2 to 174. No sales. Cash butter down a quarter to 296 and three quarters, and no sales on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1.5 to 110 and a quarter, three trades, and dry whey down 1 to 37, two trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are called higher today. Hogs, though, are called mixed today. Cattle traders did react negatively to the unfolding news over the news that HPAI may be more widespread than reported, even though it's not been found in beef cattle. The news has rattled live cattle markets again yesterday. We could see some short covering, a short covering bounce as well. Hogs were also under slight pressure, as well as traders assessed the recent strength and underlying fundamentals in the market. April live cattle opens today at 182.10, June 175.25, August 173.37. April feeder cattle open at 243.10, May 244.10, August 256.30. May hogs open at 97.35, June 107.45, July 109.85. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans are moving mostly lower this morning. Wheat markets are still moving mostly higher, as there are concerns about possible areas of adverse weather, especially for the wheat crop. Now, in portions of the West, there will be a system approaching with increasing thunderstorms across the plains today. Severe weather is also a risk as well. And that is also pressuring some of the corn and bean markets, as some of those areas do need the rain. May corn and July corn both down three quarters. May at 437, July 447 and three quarters. September and new crop down one. September at 457 and a quarter. December 471 and three quarters. May beans down 6.5 to 1159 and a half. July down 6.75 to 1174 and three quarters. August down 6.25 to 1177 and three quarters. New crop down 7 at 1167 and a half. May soybean meal down 250 to 343.50. May soybean oil down 7 cents to 44.59. Chicago wheat, May and July both up 1.25. May at 595 and three quarters. July at 614 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, May up 2.5 to 681 and a half. July up 2.25 to 687 and three quarters. Energy markets are mixed this morning. June and July crude oil both down a cent. June at 82.80, July at 82.08. Meanwhile, May and June gas both up a cent. May at 274, June at 271. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 386, May 389, June 394, new crop 418. Cash beans 1086, May 1091, June 1097, new crop at 1090. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 412.5, May 415.5, June 413.5, new crop 422.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 402, May 402, June 418, new crop 423. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and May corn at 390, new crop 417, cash and May beans 1094, new crop 1099. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 398, new crop 418, cash beans 1090, new crop at 1089. At Red Wing Grains, cash and May corn 425, June 426, new crop 422, cash beans 1146, May 1148, June 1155, new crop 1119. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 392, May 392, new crop 417, cash beans 1094, May 1098, new crop 1099. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 158 to 186, Holstein fed cattle 133 to 167, market cows 90 to 127, bulls 119 to 150, calves 210 to 910, beef steers 187 to 365, Holstein steers 130 to 290. Sheep markets, market lambs 150 and down, light lambs 255 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, does 115 and down, bucks 135 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 100 to 290, fed lambs 185 to 222.50, and ewes 82.50 to 165. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from Wisconsin 106.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items launching exclusively at Lowe's, like the self-leveling laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect socket set for just $49.98. Get Klein tools in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. A sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger,
riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers.
Go West, young man, haven't you been told?
California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart.
I should have been a cowboy,
I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive,
stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy,
singing those campfire songs.
Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive,
stealing a young girl's heart,
just like Gene and Roy,
singing those campfire songs.
Oh, I should have been a cowboy,
yeah, I should have been a cowboy.
Should have been a cowboy.
Let's roll the windows down, turn the radio up, and let the wind blow through our hair.
Love is reckless. Let's get reckless tonight.
There ain't nothing out here but a big old Texas sky. There's a red sun painted across the common night. Well, your daddy's got plans for you, and mine thinks I'm at school. They say it's reckless to chase your dream, but this town's got nothing for you and me.
Let's roll away.
I'd rather be reckless and on the run.
Let's roll the windows down, turn the radio up, and let the wind blow through our hair. There's a moon tonight, a road outside, baby, we're getting out of here.
I could care less where it leaves us. If love is reckless, let's get ready.
Go Peppin' Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers will be hosting the Modern Agriculture on the Mall event next month in Washington, D.C. Michael Clements has more.
As the Farm Bill remains front and center for U.S. agriculture, AEM is showcasing the latest farm equipment for the public and policymakers. Kurt Blades, AEM Senior Vice President of Agriculture, says it's a great way to tell the story of modern agriculture.
For the second time in the last 3 years, we're pleased to be hosting a celebration of modern agriculture on the National Mall. This really provides an opportunity for those of us in the ag industry to tell the story to lawmakers and policymakers and the general public about what is happening happening in modern agriculture and the difference that it's making in producing food and fiber and fuel for a growing world.
The celebration of modern ag on the National Mall takes place the week of May 6th, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. Blade says there are multiple target audiences for the event.
Our first audience is an audience of about 50 to 200 people. And those are those folks that are really involved with writing public policies that are really impacting agriculture. The secondary audience is also very exciting, and that's the general public. That might be hill staffers or just general public that are walking through the mall. So we love to be able to tell those stories. Tractors and combines and pieces of equipment are pretty good eye candy and a pretty good way to lure people in to tell that story to an audience that is less and less informed than they have been in the past.
Blades explains what folks will see when they are on the National Mall.
Well, first of all, the National Mall is a very big place. So if you've been there, you know we're talking football fields in length. And so we've got 25 different companies and 30 different associations representing various aspects of agriculture. And we'll have everything from sprayers and combines to small tractors to robotic milking to irrigation, all of the things that you see on a modern farm today. And the really interesting place of the backdrop of the nation's capital and Washington Monument.
Blade says now is the perfect time to highlight U.S. agriculture on the National Mall as the industry seeks a new farm bill.
The timing of this year's celebration of modern ag on the National Mall couldn't be better, as we are still without the passage of a new farm bill. There are two critical pieces of legislation that AEM is a big supporter of in the new farm bill, and that's the Precision Ag Loan Act and the Precise Act. Both of those bipartisan bills provide incentives for farmers to invest in precision agriculture. So we look forward to telling those stories to the influential audience of Washington, D.C. We like to be in that environment at a very important time while those debates are happening in the halls of the Capitol.
Learn more online at AEM.org. Michael Clements reporting.
Thanks, Michael. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Plenty of sunshine is expected today, but southerly winds will continue to increase throughout the day. Now, while we'll have warmer weather today, it does look like some showers and storms are expected to begin late tonight and through the weekend. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 60 to 65, relative humidities at 29 to 34%. Southeast winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower late, lows 40 to 45, relative humidities at 67 to 72%. Southeast winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a 90% chance of showers and storms, highs 53 to 58, relative humidities at 56 to 61%, southeast winds at 18 to 23, gusting to 40, anywhere from 3/10 to 5/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 65 to 70, southwest winds at 17 to 22, gusting to 35. For Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, highs 55 to 60. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. And Tuesday, becoming sunnier, chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, edges, lube, everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us. Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Something underground is tearing up your yard. Is it a mole or a vole? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's how to tell the difference between these two critters as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Nothing is more irritating to a homeowner than seeing volcano-shaped piles of dirt in the lawn or bare trails in the grass. These are signs of mole and vole activity. Moles have paddle-like front claws, no visible ears, and tiny eyes. Voles resemble mice but have shorter tails and smaller ears. Kelly McGowan is an Extension Horticulture Field Specialist at the University of Missouri. She says another way to distinguish between the two is by what they eat.
Think of the word mole. It starts with an M. So moles are meat eaters, which means that they feed on things in the soil, whether it be grubs or earthworms or insects, things like that. Voles start with a V, so they're vegetarian. So they're going to feed on plants, mainly the underground portion of plants. So that would mainly be the root system.
She says the best method for keeping moles under control is setting a mole trap in an active run. It often looks like there are a ton of moles out there, but these critters are solitary. If you trap one or two, you pretty much have the problem under control. Voles like to hide in heavy mulch and weeds and make trails through the grass or snow. They have golf ball-sized exit holes in their tunnels. Because they're at the bottom of the food chain, they don't come out into the open very often, but you can trap them too.
Just kind of old-fashioned mouse traps work well with voles, and you can put peanut butter, cheese in there to kind of bait them. But don't just leave those mouse traps out in the open. You can put some kind of a covering over it because they don't like to feed in the open.
Learn more about moles and voles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.